During the centennial year here at North Carolina Central University, we salute the legends of the past who gave their heart and souls to the maroon and gray. Today, we tip our hats to one of the greatest players in NCCU football history, Earl Air Harvey. To say that Harvey's career was astonishing is putting it lightly. Ironically, coming out of Douglasbury High School, Harvey was not heavily recruited and had never really been a throwing quarterback, which makes things even more interesting, according to Earl himself.
I wasn't a throwing quarterback in high school. We ran the ball pretty much 95% of the time. So coming into Central, not being sure of exactly what I could do, you know, it was a storybook career for me.
Not only was Harvey a superb athlete by himself on the football field, but he was also a team player who learned from his teammates and credits them for his success, especially wide receiver Robert Clark.
Robert Clark was the coach on the field for me. He really taught me how to read defenses and what to look for. He made me really feel at home. After the first game, it was like, you know, everything felt so natural to me, you know, with Robert out there on the field. When he wasn't there, things were a little bit shaky for me. You know, I didn't really have the leadership qualities at the time, you know, coming in as a freshman. So I looked to him for a lot of decision making.
Earl Air Harvey raced through the NCCU record books, becoming the number one career passer with 690 completions, well over 10,000 yards, and 86 touchdowns, also holding 14 all-time individual passing records along with all six of the individual total offense records, four out of the top five single-season passing records, and finally, the top five single-game passing records, with number one being 550 yards against Jackson State in 1986.
Going into Jackson State, you know, we had to have something to prove, playing a team that was not in the CI, and again, playing the Jackson State, one of the top teams in the SWAC, we had a lot to prove. So going into that game, our focus was, you know, get the ball in the end zone. Again, having the receivers, Robert Clark, Terrence McNeil, and Robert Green being 1, 2, 3 in the conference, that was our focus, to get the ball down.
Harvey also gives praises to his coaches for keeping him steady throughout his extravagant career at NCCU.
I say that definitely, Coach Lattimore, because he believed more in me than I did in myself. I remember before the Winston-Salem game, the second one in the playoff, he told me, he said, look, you have your 84 series, you have your 90s. He said, you are armed. And I go out there and explode for 400 to 500 some odd yards. So he was always the constant motivator for me. You know, when I had the interceptions, you know, he was always there, you know, to keep me going, to keep my head up, and just kept me in the game.
Eagle pride was still amplified back in the mid-80s. O'Kelly Reddick Stadium was the place to get your Eagle football fix and to see Air Harvey work his magic.
Just thinking about it, it brings chills for me, you know. Whenever I watch a game on TV, it brings back memories. Being there and the fans, the band, you know, all the hype, it's something that you can never forget.
During NCCU Centennial, let's take a moment to salute the heroes of the past and support the heroes of the future. For the NCCU Sports Network, I'm Kendrick Jordan.